Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. Enrique, already hitting the bars. The new bit of Enrique going to PB at random times is hilarious. Why am I so zoomed in, by the way?
You're not. It's funny because on...
What do I look like on YouTube? On YouTube, I look normal right now.
Yeah.
On mine, I'm opposite. Well, I'm not in the... Okay, oh, now I'm back. Go. And now yours, you look zoomed.
Oh, for God's sake.
But you're not, like, on the actual YouTube, it doesn't look like you are. It looks like you're normal. You just have to look at your face close up.
Which is something that no one should be.
Well, it's just you. You're the only one that has to deal with it.
No, it's not, because even, like, on my side computer, it's... I just flipped it, but now it's flipped on my side computer here.
Pull it up on YouTube.
I know. I'm looking at it on YouTube.
It's not... Yeah, it looks normal on YouTube.
Right, but... What I'm saying is the sound, the computer where the audio comes out of, the laptop here on the side.
Yes, I understand
that. It looks normal, but it's backwards. Like, I'm on your side, you're on my side, but on this computer and on YouTube, it's normal.
Interesting. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
StreamYard acting a fool again.
Wasn't technology supposed to make everything easier?
No.
I thought that was the whole, I thought that was the bit. I thought that was the draw of it.
It's a foul on technology.
He draws the foul.
Haven't had too many fouls recently.
Did we give a foul to Rice for the free beer?
They probably are getting one free beer. Would be my guess. Do I need to Google this now?
Yes, you kind of do.
Rice free beer. Students drink free on Saturday. Rice football breaking out free beer for the students against North Texas. Okay. I'm trying to see. Like, Barstool's got some stuff on there. But they have a lot of wild takes, too. I just want to know the information. And now my computer's frozen up. You know, maybe it's an internet issue. Maybe that's what it is. Oh, here we go. Dallas News. I trust Dallas News. Rice University is pulling out all the stops trying to pack its football stadium this weekend for a matchup against in-state foe North Texas. The Owls, who are 5-5 and 2-4... will be offering a variety of freebies to students in attempt to fill Rice Stadium for Senior Day against Mean Green. Among the perks for those in attendance with a valid student ID, free beer, free t-shirt, free Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and a $15 food truck voucher.
I just keep hearing free beer.
After reaching an attendance number above 30,000 for the season opener against Houston, Rice has hovered around 20,000 fans a game the rest of the year. Perhaps the extra incentives can add to the environment as Rice attempts to spoil UNT's surprising run.
Go Aztecs in the chat. No. Our IT team is the best in the business. It's the actual technology that is the problem. Do not ever insult our wonderful IT team that puts up with us ever again.
Yeah, so it sounds like, yeah, it's just giving away free beer. It doesn't say how many.
That's going to be a rude awakening.
When they get one and it's like 4 ounces?
Yeah, when it's one, it's in a thimble, and the guy goes back for another one and goes, oh, no, no, you have to pay for this one. That's going to be, there's going to be a riot no matter what.
It's either going to be a sober riot or a drunk riot, I guess. I want to see. I'm just going to kick back and watch. We'll assess fouls later. It's a pre-foul.
It's a preemptive foul.
Do we have a foul on the keep adding fouls to the Grambling State head coach that got kicked out of the game?
No, he served his time.
He left kicking and screaming. I could not believe it. All right, final thing on this Andrew Marchand TV contract, and we'll dive into something else. The last thing Andrew Marchand talked about with Bennett Woods was about, will the Dodgers still have a crazy advantage over everyone with this new TV deal?
Now, this might be a big market bias, but I will say that the Pirates are a bigger issue to me than the Dodgers. The idea that they don't try to win with Paul Skenes, to me, is an affront to their fans and the game.
No doubt.
They're not going to spend what the Dodgers are going to spend, and that the Dodgers taking it to another level, yeah. But I could make an argument for the help. First off, if you look at the champion, like, you know, everyone points out, Dodgers have won two in a row. Everyone points to the Yankees. The Yankees haven't won since 2009. So that's a long time. So the big bad Yankees never win, at least recently. The Dodgers, of course, are right now just in a different, but they also could have easily lost. It was about 5 inches from losing.
They were.
And on a national level, you know, Colin Cowherd said something that always has resonated with me, talking about the NCAA tournament. And he said that when you get to, you know, everyone loves Cinderella. We all love the early round, somebody wins. But when you get to the Final Four, you look at the ratings, people want Duke, North Carolina.
Yeah.
They don't really want Miami of Ohio or some other team that, in terms of how many people will watch. Those are great stories for diehards. So I think there is an argument to be, and if you look at the national ratings and what with these new deals with NBC and Netflix and ESPN, they all are going to want the Yankees, the Dodgers. Those are the games that are going to, you know, it was kind of interesting. Netflix is, they're going to do a Field of Dreams game, the game in Iowa that used to be on Fox Sports. And I thought it was kind of curious that they're getting the Twins and the Phillies. Like, I don't think, you know, that's a service that most baseball fans aren't thinking of for games, and to put the Twins on there, I'm not sure how well that's going to do, but we'll see. I agree. Look, it's frustrating for San Diego fans to see the Dodgers just keep piling on and piling on. Your team has spent a lot as well,
yep,
that you guys cover. So look, I think there should be some adjustment, but it also has to be from the bottom. There's just the problems when you do like a salary floor. It's kind of like the luxury tax. It gives a lot of teams excuses just to spend that amount. And I would argue one more thing is that the value, again, you're right, the value in baseball hasn't risen as much as some other sports, but they keep going up. The players don't see they don't get that part of it. They don't get any revenue from that. So the idea that these teams don't have money to spend, to me, is, I don't know, it's hard for me to believe.
It's now, ludicrous,
again,
yeah.
I have a problem with the media thing, yeah.
I disagree with him, like, so much.
Dude.
I disagree with everything he just said. There's a finite amount of money that these organizations make. And the thing is, you don't own a team just to service everybody else. It's a business. These teams need to make money. Does anybody understand that? Does anybody get that?
Did anyone else feel the condescension in that too?
Yeah.
Like when he said, hold on, here it is.
Your team has spent a lot as well.
Yep.
Your team has spent a lot as well.
So bad, dude. Oh, it's the Pirates' fault. It's really the Pirates' fault. Are the Pirates bad in this? Yes. But to say it's the Pirates' fault is an absolute joke, and I'm tired of hearing it. It's a joke. Are the Pirates spending all of the resources they can to help win? Probably not.
But also, no one wants to see the Minnesota Twins is because there's nobody on the Minnesota Twins that is worth seeing.
If we...
Because they don't get promoted. Their stars don't get promoted.
What's the point in playing professional sports if all we care about is four teams in every sport because their uniforms are iconic and because they were the only teams around when this sport started? If that's the case, what are we even doing? The same as college football. College football and baseball are the exact same.
The Pirates have had some of the most iconic names on their team. Roberto Clemente.
I know, but here's...
But how can you say, then how can you leave them out of the argument of, they're not iconic? They are. They had one of the biggest runs in baseball history with the We Are Family Pirates, Willie Stargell. Like, come on. You can take that so many different ways to prove that he's wrong.
I mean, Colin Cowherd says that. My thing is the league, professional and college sports league, should not be directed towards highest ratings. It doesn't make any sense. That's not. I know it's a business, but if that is the case, then why even have playoffs? Why don't you just do what they do in college football? That's why nobody ever wants to change what's going on in college football, because it's a pageant. It's for entertainment. It's not the best teams. These are the teams that have the most fans, and we make our money when people watch these games. Just flat out say it. But the problem is they won't say that, because then they will lose the audience in San Diego. They will lose the audience in all of these markets they don't care about, because they're like, why would I watch?
Right.
I know the results of this.
What we're seeing in JH in the chat, we're not saying that the Pirates aren't a problem. What we're saying is the Pirates are just as big a problem as the Dodgers are.
But even if the Pirates spent every dime that they made on their roster, you know what would happen? They would still not get enough, because the Dodgers have more money to spend. They have more money to spend.
What?
They have more money to spend. I don't understand why people don't understand that concept. Their budgets are bigger. They can spend more money and make a lot more money. They're both making the same. They're probably making the same percentages when it comes to revenue. They have the ability to spend more to make their business better. But to sit there and say it's like the Pirates, well, the Pirates need to start spending more money. How much money they got? Seriously. I mean, we could pull up that Forbes graph again. Are they spending under where they should be? Yeah, but how about this? How many people have criticized the Padres for spending way too much?
Yeah.
How many times? The Padres are spending money, and everybody says how foolish and stupid it is that they have spent all this money, and they can't do that as a small market team. They can't spend all this money. Well, then which one is it? Like, they criticize the Padres for spending money, but then they go like, well, these guys need to spend more. I mean, how much do they need to spend? And then the thing that didn't make any sense from Andrew Marchand on that last clip was, well, the problem with the salary floor is it gives teams the excuse to only get to that point. Well, you know what? At least that whatever you set that floor as,
yeah, it's a more competitive point.
At least you're making them spend money. If you set the floor at $150 million, or you could set the floor at whatever. I don't even care. Set it at $180 million. Even if they just spend $180 million, guess what they're doing? They're spending $100 million more than what they're currently spending right now. I don't get it. I mean, this is the same people in college athletics that go, San Diego State should never be in the Final Four because people on the East Coast don't know who they are and don't want to watch you. In what world does that, like, make sense for sports? The sport should be about watching the best teams play, regardless of what their jerseys say. But we have now come to a point where we're letting TV convince us that we just want to see teams with the right logo in the championship. I mean, If here's the deal. There's the logic with this that they always put together. If the Yankees and the Red Sox were the two worst teams in Major League Baseball, the two worst teams in Major League Baseball,
they'd be on Sunday Night Baseball.
They would still get better ratings than everybody else because of their logos, and people that just are casual fans will always, oh, it's Yankees, Red Sox. I don't really know the difference. If that is what you want to do, which is fine, make your business like that, just say it. We'd rather just have these six teams in the World Series every year. We'd rather just have these six teams. We just want to have scripted sports. We don't want to see, like, nobody likes a Cinderella because it takes away from the two juggernaut teams. I find those games to be boring. But maybe that's just me. I don't know.
What was one of the most exciting runs in college basketball in the tournament in the last couple of years? When Florida Gulf Coast went on that improbable run, knocking off big team after big team after big team. You mean to tell me that to see a number 16 seed in the national championship game trying to finish the dream wouldn't draw ratings? Come on. Really?
I don't understand the logic from national pundits. Even if the Pirates spent all the money they got on a roster, they'd still be way short of where the Dodgers are at, and that is where the problem is. Yes, it's a problem that the Pirates are not really trying too hard. But even if they did that, where's that Forbes graphic? What was it? MLB team revenues?
Yeah. I think you had that, yeah.
2024. That's the most valuable teams. I don't care about valuable teams. I had it a long time ago. But they had like the revenue of each team generated. Yeah, here it is. Let's look at the Pirates. Okay. The Pirates are definitely spending underneath their means, right? They're spending 34% of their payroll. 34% of the revenue of their payroll. Their revenue is $326 million. Even if...
What was the Dodgers' revenue?
The Dodgers' revenue was $752 million.
Wow, it's almost like even less than half of their revenue.
Even if the Pirates spent every dime that they made, which they can't do, nobody can do that, except for the Mets because Cohen's just writing blank checks. He's just eating money. Even if the Pirates spent $326 million of their revenue, they still wouldn't be able to reach what the Dodgers had on their payroll. The Dodgers spent $549 million on their payroll. The Pirates spent $112 million. If the Pirates spent every single dime that they earned in revenue, not profit, just in revenue. They have expenses too, by the way. But if they put the $326 million they got in revenue and put it just into their roster, they are still over $200 million less of a payroll than the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's not the same. They can't do it. They can't do it. It's the same thing with these local colleges. You want to talk about San Diego State basketball? San Diego State basketball is doing the best they can at trying to pump money into their team. But they can't get players at the same price as other teams. Like, there's local teams in town. There's like college baseball right now is crazy. College baseball right now, you have a situation in which now you can have as many scholarships as possible. Okay, you can have 36 scholarships. Certain schools are only giving their staff still 13 scholarships. And if you're at a school that costs a lot of money, you have to convince a kid to get a third of a scholarship and then have to pay $90,000 in tuition to play there, where schools that have endless amounts of money that can give full scholarships can then pay for that kid to go to school. And they're not going to they could pay him like $30,000. The kid's not worth $30,000, but he's going to take the full scholarship and then the $30,000 to go play for the team that's got the most money. It's the same thing with the Dodgers.
If they spend money, they'd create more revenue.
That's not a guarantee. There's a cap on this revenue.
There's so many chats here that I love reading. It's not about how you spend the money. No matter what you spend, players still have to perform. That is true. If you'd spend more money, they create more revenue. Guys, like,
even if they created more revenue, how much more revenue do they need to generate to get to that level?
Spend 120 and they'd make more.
That's I would the say point. The Padres have been incredibly successful at selling out their ballpark. We talked about this. Their revenue was $432 million. They spent almost 65% of their revenue on their payroll, and it's still not enough. It's still not enough. To ask the Padres to spend more on their players when they're already spending 64% of their revenue on their roster and they still don't have enough, there's proportions. And the Dodgers could definitely spend more. Watch them go sign Kyle Tucker this offseason. You can say what you want about some of these small market teams and not spending money. And they do have to spend money. But to say that everybody can do what LA and New York can do is asinine. There's not enough. They will never make enough to make that happen.
And that's why having the conversation of, oh, well, the salary floor is going to give them an excuse to only spend that much. The point is it's closer to what the bigger teams are spending. It's closer to the top of the salary cap. Right now, they have no incentive to get close to the top teams. You're giving them the incentive, and by keeping the salary cap and floor so close, that will naturally create parity in the league. There are going to be teams that are going to just sit and bottom feed at the bottom. But they're going to have to spend the money to be able to stay there and remain competitive with the big teams. There's no incentive for them to do that right now.
There is no incentive to do that right now.
Have a low floor. No, if the cap is $200 million and the floor is $150, that's a $50 million separation between the most expensive teams and the least expensive teams.
I have this
That's
argument.
Close.
It is. We
That's
gotta
one
take,
superstar.
We got to take a break. Again, looking at the value, people just think that these guys are making so much money that they could just spend on everybody. They can't. They can't. Do they lie sometimes? Yeah. But to say that they could do exactly what everybody else does is not true. And TV contracts have a major cause in that. We'll discuss further when we continue on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To the fan. You can take a look at the NHL limits that they have. They have a floor and they have a cap. And it's within $20 million for most of them. $20, $25 million. Last season, salary cap was $88 million. The salary floor was $65 million. This season in the NHL, the cap's at $95 million and the floor's at $70 million. I don't think anybody that's saying there should be a salary floor is saying that, oh, they should put it at $70 million. I don't really care what you put the salary floor at. But to say that everybody can do, again, what the Dodgers are doing is utterly ridiculous. And what really sparked this was the last clip that Andrew Marchand had on Bennett Woods. It's a lot of stuff that we disagree with. Frank, you've broken that up into a couple of different spots.
Oh, no, I was going to say, we'll just play it again, and if you want, we could just tell me when to pause and we could break it down.
Yeah, let's go through this again. Here's Andrew Marchand talking about, will the Dodgers still have an advantage with the new TV deal?
Now, this might be a big market bias, but I will say that the Pirates are a bigger issue to me than the Dodgers.
No, they're not.
They're just as,
they're an issue.
They're just
they're not a bigger issue.
They're just as big. It's they're the same problem.
It's the same. They're spending only 34% of their revenue, according to Forbes, on their payroll. It needs to be higher. They're spending $112 million. Now there's other teams on there. Like somebody said in the chat that the floor should be $250 million. Well, the Rays are making $297 million in revenue. This is not profit. This is revenue. So if they spend $250 million on their payroll, that leaves them with $47 million left over for other expenses. Are any of the owners making any money in that particular sense? Probably not. Let's play that other clip. Let's play a little bit more because I think Jennifer Petry's calling it.
Yeah.
Here's what Andrew Marchand also had to say.
The idea that they don't try to win with Paul's schemes, to me, is an affront to their fans and the game.
No doubt. They're
not going to spend what the Dodgers are going to spend, and that the Dodgers taking it to another level. Yeah, but I could make an argument for the help. First off, if you look at the champions, like, you know, everyone points out the Dodgers have won two in a row. Everyone points to the Yankees. The Yankees haven't won since 2009. So that's a long time. So the big bad Yankees never win, at least recently. The Dodgers, of course, are right now just in a different, but they also could have easily lost. It was about 5 inches from losing.
And
on a national level, you know, Colin Cowherd said something that always has resonated with me, talking about the NCAA tournament. And he said that when you get to, you know, everyone loves Cinderella. We all love the early round, somebody wins. But when you get to the Final Four, you look at the ratings, people want Duke, North Carolina.
Yeah.
They don't really want Miami of Ohio or some other team that, in terms of how many people will watch.
Stop it. Creating a league that's just based on TV ratings is not a competitive league. And if that's the case, why even play the games? I mean, I could talk about that with college football ad nauseum. Why even let anybody play aside from the top half of the SEC and the Big Ten? What's the point of playing?
And he's right in the fact that the Pirates not trying to win with Paul Skeens is an embarrassment. He's 100% right about that. But it's also also just as big a problem that now we're talking about Paul Skeens getting traded to one of the big markets, and the only teams that will be able to afford him at what he is going to be worth are 2, 3, 4 teams. That's also just as big a problem.
Right.
They know they can't keep him.
100%. I go back to the thing, like somebody was like, well, what about the $80 million the Pirates made in revenue sharing? There's pocket. That is included on that $326 million.
Yes.
That is all 2024 revenue. That is all 2024 revenue that the Pirates had. That's the money they brought in. There's no like secret little funds anywhere else. They get $326 million in revenue before expenses. and they spent 112 of it on their payroll. Again, like this is you start breaking down the money, you're running out of funds for a lot of these organizations very quickly. I mean, we talk about the Padres. They have like maybe $30 million to spend. They are spending at a high level, and they're spending, at least in 2024, they spent 64% of their revenue on their roster, which is great for fans. But then every time it's asked for more and more and more. Even if they spent all of their money, they still couldn't reach what the Dodgers spent on their payroll. Even if they spent every dime that they earned, they still can't reach that level. That is why there needs to be changes.
Yes, and that is why we're talking about needing a salary cap and a salary floor. Is because you cannot have one or two teams outspending on 1 year of salary what five or six teams make over the course of a year. You can't do that.
It's just, it's, we know the Pirates are pocketing money. We understand that. But we're also saying is even if they didn't, even if they spent everything that they could, they still couldn't compete with LA or the Mets or the Yankees or any of these other teams that are making so much more in money. Yes, they need to spend more money. I agree with you. But to say that they are the problem more than the team that is spending more than anybody else can is a fallacy. Yes, they do need to spend more money. But at the same time, they can only spend what they have. They're not just going to pull, like everybody thinks that these owners, like, well, this owner's worth some one point whatever billion dollars. Being worth something, that is the assets that you own. That is not liquid funds. And a lot of these ownership groups, the asset that they have that gives them the most is the team that they own.
Mm-hmm.
What are they taking money out of that and trying to pay? That is the asset they own. It's not liquid assets.
And again, you got to remember, because we do have to go to break here, that what they're paying out of that revenue and what is not going to payroll is going to gas for their chartered plane. It's going
the
to
chartered
hotel.
Plane. Hotel.
It's going to hotels.
Stadium upkeep.
It's going to maintenance. It's going to concessions, food concessions. It's going to the jerseys that you buy at the team store. It's going to the hats that you buy at
everybody
the team store.
Everybody that works in the organization.
It's going to the giveaways. It's going to office and worker payroll. That's where all of that other money is going. It's not going to the pocket of the owner. It's going to make sure that you have the best possible experience you have at the ballpark.
And my thing is, how much should an owner of a business make? How much of the profit should he make? He owns the business. If you owned your own business and you were a wealthy person, wouldn't you, like, why? Wouldn't you want to make money on the business that you owned? I just, it's funny to me on the people that are allowed to make money on this planet and the people that aren't. We need to take a break. When we come back, there's a big volleyball game tonight at the University of San Diego. Head coach at USD, Jennifer Petrie, will join us next on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
My pleasure to have on the show the head coach of the women's volleyball team at the University of San Diego. She has put together a great program here in town. She has used a lot of great local talent as well. Coming off of a Final Four run in 2022, her team has won 14 straight in West Coast Conference play. They are trying to win a West Coast Conference championship game tonight at the Jenny Craig Pavilion. Game will start at 7 o'clock as the University of San Diego Toreros take on the Pepperdine Waves. Should be a fun one tonight at the JCP. A local product herself, Jennifer Petrie, joins us on the Brayden Suprenant Show. Jen, what's going on? How you doing on a Thursday?
Oh, this is excellent. I'm so excited to be talking with you, and even more excited that we get an opportunity tonight to play for a conference championship.
Yeah, it should be a fun time tonight, and hopefully we can get a lot of people out there to help support USD women's volleyball. You're one win away from clinching the West Coast Conference title and returning to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2022. How are you approaching this Pepperdine match with the team, knowing what's at stake, but also trying to keep things normal since you have a couple of games after this one to finish out the regular season?
Exactly. I mean, that certainly has been the focus going into this match, because we realize what the outcome means, but we've really talked about process over outcome right now. We have to execute, and we have to remain steady. And, this is not in any way going to be an easy match. We don't expect to run through them, but we expect to play the way we've done all season. And we've been in a lot of tough matches where the resiliency was really shown through. And so, we're approaching it just like we've done everything, every match, one at a time, one play at a time, reset, refocus, and just go on the attack.
We've talked about it a lot on this show. It's hard to win conference games. It's hard to win conference games on the road for any collegiate sport. And you guys have won 14 straight matches in conference, longest streak since that historic 2022 Final Four season. What's the biggest key to sustaining this level of consistency over nearly 2 months of conference play?
I think, like I said, the biggest key is to stay in the now and just be present with what we're doing and not thinking about what's next. As soon as you're either thinking behind or getting too far ahead, that's when you miss plays. And we have to be sure that we know and execute what the game plan is in that very moment. So we try not to get, don't even pay attention to the score right now. Let's just pay attention to what you need to do in this offensive play, in this touch, and to succeed and execute in this moment.
We're talking with Jennifer Petrie. She is the head coach of the women's volleyball program over at the University of San Diego. Big match tonight against Pepperdine. Let's talk about some of your players. I mean, you got some sophomores on your team that are playing like they've played college volleyball for 4 or 5 years. Kylie Monday with four Setter of the Week awards. Isabel Clark coming off another Offensive Player of the Week honor. How have you seen the sophomore group or your girls grow into impact players this season?
I know. I think that, since last year when they were freshmen and they were kind of thrown into the fire, got some experience and were very close to making the tournament last year. They came in this next season knowing that, like, that experience that they gained through our conference play last year, and then also having an opportunity to play in Berlin this summer in the World University Games. gave them a lot of confidence. And I think that they are playing at a much higher level than they have yet. And instead of just learning how to do their skills, they're learning how to play as a team.
Nemo Beach continues to put up huge numbers, too. 415 kills, second in the West Coast Conference in kills per set. Players like Bailey Sparks, Lauren Lynch have elevated things defensively in recent weeks. How important has the late season defensive push been, especially in all these five-set matches you've been able to pull out?
Yeah, it's exciting to see how these players are developing mid to late season right now. And you mentioned Bailey Sparks, you mentioned Lauren Lynch, Ava Durgan. We are getting output and we're getting defense from players that have made us a lot more diverse. So we're not a one or two person offense, and certainly not a defense that relies on just one or two people. So it's pretty special that all of them are contributing to the success.
You're from San Diego originally, went to high school here, came back to coach obviously at the University of San Diego, has had a great career as a head coach. And a lot of the programs at the University of San Diego that have had a lot of success have head coaches that are from San Diego. How much of an advantage is it to sell your hometown when you go out there and recruit to help build this volleyball program?
That's a good question, because, you know, I spent 10 years away. I was at the University of North Carolina. I was at Indiana State, went to school in Virginia. But having that experience at being other places, I can honestly say there's no better place to live and to go to school and to have an opportunity to spend your life in San Diego. So we all know that San Diego sells itself. Certainly the university is so academically renowned, as well as the fact that we have so many strong athletic programs here at USD, and an incredible athletic director in Kimmy Massey, and our President Harris is one of the best leaders that I have seen at any high education.
We're talking with Jennifer Petrie. She's the head coach of the women's volleyball team for the University of San Diego. Big match tonight. A win gets them the West Coast Conference Championship. Very tough opponent in Pepperdine tonight as well. It will tip off, it will start at 7 o'clock on ESPN+. Jen, you've been at USD for nearly three decades now. You've built this into one of the elite programs on the West Coast. But what has made the 2022 team, or sorry, what has made the 2025 team, this current team, so special for you personally?
I think that, you know, like I said, when we went to Berlin this summer and represented USA, we shared something so unique, and certainly not something I didn't expect ever in my career to represent our country. But, you know, that experience has created a bond and a memory that we carried on and we knew was going to, you know, catapult us into a really great opportunity this season. And so we grew really close really fast before our season even started. And now, you know, I have a couple players that were in that Final Four run who are really eager to lead this program back to the legacy that we have had. And it's just it's a special time for us to know, okay, we did that back then, but what are we going to do now? And I'm always thinking, you know, you're only as good as what you do going forward. And these girls have really made me proud.
I got one last question for you. I ran into you at a high school volleyball game earlier this year. You know, you're also mom to some daughters that play volleyball. How difficult is it for you to go from coach to mom and not, you know, when you watch your daughters play, you know, let their coaches coach? I mean, is that difficult for you to do, to watch from a side when you spend so many years coaching, obviously, girls now this age for so long?
Yeah, I think, you know, probably asking them would be the best. But yeah, it's extremely difficult because I have feedback just like I would my own players. And, you know, I have to remember that sometimes they just want to hear me say, that was fun watching you play today, and not what I can do better. But they make me proud all the time. My daughter was just first team all league as a freshman here in San Diego at Petaluma High School, and I couldn't be more proud. And they're open to feedback. They're growing just like these young ladies here at USD. And so it's an honor for me to not only have great women here on my college team, but to be raising two of my own.
Trying to get a lot of people to go to the game tonight. Jen, what's the key points against Pepperdine tonight? Obviously a really good volleyball program as coached by Scott Wong. The last team to beat you in conference play, even though it was last year, should be a fun one tonight. What should fans expect that are coming to the JCP tonight to watch your girls take on Pepperdine?
Yeah, we're going to attack from the end line with our serve. We have to get them off the net. Some of their key players, their middles, their offense is quick when they're on the net. Their setter likes to hit on too. So really attacking them and getting them out of system is key. Kind of running our diverse offense, we call our offense USD fast. So you'll see a lot of fast sets and reversing the flow so that, you know, we can keep their blockers and hopefully isolate some of our hitters.
Jennifer, thanks again for the time. We really appreciate it. And good luck tonight. We'll look forward to watching your girls play.
I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Jennifer Petrie, head coach of the USD Women's Volleyball Program, joining us on the Brayden Suprenant Show. And just had so much success at the University of San Diego with the program that she had. And I had to get the question in about the local team. Like, USD's best teams on campus are coached by San Diegans. When you think about USD athletics right now, the teams that are at the top, you know, USD Women's Volleyball, as we just mentioned with Jennifer Petrie, she went to Mount Carmel High School. She knows how to recruit this area. You could say what you want. Like, even though Brian Quinn is not necessarily from San Diego, he spent so much time in San Diego now, he's almost basically a local anyway, and he has done a great job recruiting local talent for the soccer team during the NCAA tournament. You can talk about Brock Ungridge with the baseball program. He went to Mission Bay High School. He has had a lot of success. And now, a new coach at the University of San Diego in the women's soccer program, Greg Laporte, from Poway High School. And all of these teams are blossoming with local people and knowing how to sell and knowing how to recruit San Diego. It's a great asset. I mean, especially for volleyball. Are you kidding me? Think about all the great places for volleyball. Like Nebraska. Where would you rather be in November? Lincoln, Nebraska or San Diego, California, if you're a college kid? Forget about it.
Question.
Answer. Daily Double. What?
Do I like corn?
No.
San Diego.
Well, you do know the legendary Nebraska Cornhusker volleyball coach who just recently retired is a San Diego guy. Take that for what it's worth. He used to be he used to teach at Uni High School back in the day. He was the defensive coordinator in the 80s for like 2 or 3 years. He was, from what I've been told, not a great defensive coordinator for football. But you know what? That's because he was a hell of a volleyball coach. I find that story to be funny every time I hear it. I do want to mention, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I enjoy watching volleyball. I think it's fun.
Never been one of those sports that I've gotten into, but I have no... it's not like you'd have to drag me to a game.
What are you doing tonight?
Sounds like getting dragged to a volleyball
game. Yeah, you can go to a volleyball game. It's fun. High octane, high energy. It's a great time. And if you got anybody driving around that's got daughters playing volleyball, if you want to watch volleyball at a high level, you go to the game tonight at the Jenny Craig Pavilion.
I'm building a show for tomorrow. That's what I'm doing.
You could do that. You know what? We can get you a media pass. They got a little, they can put you at the scores table. You would have to dodge getting hit by volleyballs while you work on it, but you could work on the show. I have an open space next to me. You can sit
That's
next to me
cool.
if you want. Throw you on a headset. You could be the analyst.
Sit next to you all day long.
That's
Why would
right.
I not
well,
want to sit next to you
now.
More? Jesus.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, they said in the chat, volleyball is low-key hype. It is. Volleyball's fun. It's a fun sport. It's back and forth. It's high octane. It's great stuff. So I'll be there tonight calling the game on ESPN Plus. So if you can't make it, you can watch it on ESPN Plus. All right, a couple other things that we got to get to. I do want to get to this, you know, getting value for your money in terms of what Eno Saris put out for bang for your buck free agencies. We got latest news and rumors from free agency as well for Major League Baseball. We kind of spent most of the time on the new MLB TV rights, correct, Frank?
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time on that already. Later on, we're going to get to the sports thread in the next segment. We do want to talk about the AFC and NFC playoff races. We got college football picks with Skyler coming up as well.
But I actually picked the games this week.
I know, I saw that. You picked most of the games I would have picked anyway.
Well, there you go.
So it works
See?
Out.
See how that works?
I have to say, like, what people, and maybe we have to over-explain this. We agree that the Pirates should be spending more money.
Yes.
But our argument is, even if they spent 100% of their revenue, they're still not competing.
Right.
That's the conversation.
Correct.
That's why there needs to be a cap. because not everybody's going to make the same amount of money, especially not with the TV revenue that certain entities have. Should they be spending more? Absolutely. You can make the floor $200 million. I don't care. Make it whatever you want. Make the ceiling $210 million. But at the end of the day, yes, the Pirates are a problem. They're not the biggest problem. Okay, they're not the biggest problem. There's a lot of other problems for baseball. And the whole argument is, even if these smaller teams spend every dime, which they would not make any money. This is just on payroll, not including expenses. They'd have to take loans out to run the team. And I think people are just suspect to the, well, they didn't open their books, so we don't know how much money they're actually making. I think it's just kind of an imagination of, well, they got to be making billions upon billions of dollars. They're not necessarily doing that. 833-288-RINE-73, 833-288-RINE-73. We'll get to the sports thread when we come back.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.